actually makes me think a little bit about some of the things that Soon Pak from the NSABP has told me about predictors, tissue predictors, genomic predictors of response. And he pretty much kind of said the same thing, that the tumors that have high proliferation tend to respond to different chemotherapies. You can't find one specific predictor. So it kind of correlates with what you've observed clinically, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And so the genomic health tool that Soon Pak and the NSABP has developed, the high proliferative fraction, they're ER positive by definition, the work they have done, HER2-negative patients that, or I shouldn't say HER2-negative, they can be HER2-positive, that's the high-risk group, have a lot of similarity to the luminal B biology, whereas the low-risk group identified by the genomic health Oncotype DX has a lot of similarity to the luminal A biology. And I think, and that's high proliferative breast cancer, and I suspect we'll find that that's a lot of the patients who end up benefiting from our traditional chemotherapy agents. I think it's going to be really, really important, for example, in NSABP B27, when we really find out, you know, who's had the pathologic CRs with AC Taxotere, to look at the biology and find out whether they're luminal A or luminal B, HER2-positive disease, or the basal-like breast cancer, which there's basal 1 and basal 2, and some of the basal-like breast cancers are extremely highly proliferative. We have very high rates of PCRs, up to 40% with our standard agents, but then there's a different group of the basal-like breast cancers that are very drug-resistant to our standard agents. I think that there are other agents that will kill those basal-like breast cancers. So
agents like what?
Like cisplatin, etoposide, CPT-11, mitomycin C, and bleomycin. If you look at the preclinical data and use BRCA1 human breast cancer cell lines, BRCA1 mutated human breast cancer cell lines as a surrogate for the basal-like breast cancers, which is a reasonable thing to do, because there's a ninefold elevated risk of having a BRCA1 mutation if you have a basal-like breast cancer. But there seems to be different drug sensitivity patterns there. They tend to be resistant to the taxanes and anti-metabolites, for example. So a lot of this is hypothesis. We need to formally test some of these questions, but at least we can ask the questions now, because we're beginning to put breast cancer into its different families.